According to the World Health Organization, the death toll in the outbreak of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, has reached 98 worldwide. Since November, there have been 2,600 cases. In the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating more than 140 suspected cases of SARS. In many cases, people have recovered. None have died. In China, the government has started to report SARS cases daily. Many residents of New York City's Chinatown are concerned about relatives and are postponing their trips home. From member station WNYC, Fred Mogul reports.
At the People's Pharmacy on Mott Street, an elderly woman is asking about a cloth surgical mask. Pharmacist Philip Sito says many people are buying masks due to the mysterious flu-like illness the Chinese call Fai Ying.
If they got relatives and friends, everybody call over here and ask them to send it back. Because as I understand, they all sell out over there and everything's on back order. This epidemic makes people really scared.
Sito isn't too concerned himself, because while there have been a handful of cases in the New York area, none so far has been fatal. Down the block, traditional herbalist Lucy He says the disease has definitely changed her family's plans.
My husband has been here for 17 years from Guangdong province, and he was going back to visit. But then we heard about the outbreak and he was concerned, so he changed his plans.
Guangdong province is one of the areas hardest hit by SARS. This time of year, travel agent Sam Lee usually sends about 20 people to a big trade show there. Now, he hasn't booked a single trip.
Most people just want to extend their travel plan or cancel the trip to the Orient. They say that is the virus in Hong Kong, in the Southeast Asia. Hong Kong is our main destination, so the business is very slow right now.
Airlines serving Asia have made steep cuts in service and are giving deep discounts on airfares. United is charging less than $700 to fly from New York to Singapore with no advance reservation. Foot traffic in Chinatown seems to be down, too, which is bad news for this heavily retail area. Hui Min Chuang is the director of the neighborhood's business outreach center.
People I have known that does not cook at all for any particular reason are starting to boil their food. The restaurants actually have scaled down their operation by hiring temporary workers and not full-time waiters. They're definitely seeing a big drop in the business.
Chuang says that people she knows are avoiding large social groups. Public health officials, medical professionals, and Chinese language media say they are trying to inform people without alarming them. Earlier this week, a rumor spread that one restaurant worker had died of SARS, but it was quickly dispelled. The city's health commissioner later said he planned to have dinner in Chinatown and hoped others would follow suit. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.